Chapter 0. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Thomas Edison, inventor. Why Chapter 0, I hear you ask? Because when you launch a startup company, you start with nothing. I arrived in the US after 10 years in London, England. I had sold everything I owned at car boot sales. Like flea markets, but where you sell stuff out the trunk of your car. And at an auction room in the town where I was born. I'd raised about $1,000 and together with savings had about $5,000. Not as dramatic as those mythological entrepreneur stories where they always land in a city with $20 in their pocket and then use it as the foundation for a rags to riches story. I know those are nonsense because to get an apartment you need to show savings or earnings. $20 is not even going to get you the keys to a kennel. The American dream awaited, and as I landed in Austin, Texas, there was a hint of trepidation. Had I done the right thing? Was Austin the right city to launch my first business? Could I take the Texas heat? Excitement washed over this doubt because I knew this was the beginning of a new journey. I was ready to learn and ready to try new things. I decided to move to the US because I had gone through long periods of depression. I think it was a combination of the awful British weather, the people that London seemed to attract, and the fact that I hadn't really succeeded as an employee. I was ready to take my base of experience in the business world and use it to change the world. My dream was to move to the USA and start a new life as an entrepreneur. I had been to America for the first time when I was 11 years old. Orlando blew my mind. Everyone was smiling, the weather was great, and the theme parks made my imagination run wild. Having married an American and lived in England for about 6 years, it was now time to try the US. I had previously experimented with a few business ideas, including a self-publishing book website for friends and families. It was called Umento. People liked the name and the idea, and I got into talks with some investors, but realized I needed a technical co-founder. I tried with one, but it wasn't a good fit, and eventually it fizzled out as I needed too much capital to get it off the ground. Next, I tried a pop-up store concept called Pop-Up 52. Due to the increasing amount of commercial real estate in London following the world recession of 2008, I saw an opportunity to fill these units. The idea was simple: negotiate a flexible lease with the landlord of a commercial property and then have a new business in the location every week, and a total of 52 in a year. The mistake I made on this venture was while looking for a business partner, I hunted for someone just like me. And I found exactly that. My partner was a CEO, and instead of our skill sets being complementary, they caused a clash as we were both trying to decide on the same issues as we went for launch. We parted ways, and I later found out that he died in a base jumping accident when his chute didn't open. It made me realize how fragile life is, and although we may have our differences in business, and it might seem like the world depends on our startup being launched and making money, life is short, and you have to be grateful for every day you are here. The idea for my first startup came to me one rainy London day. I was looking out the window, dreaming of sunshine. I looked back into the office and noticed a couple of my colleagues playing ping pong, aka table tennis for all the Brits reading this. They both had very different personalities, but they were playing with red and black paddles on a blue table. And then, a small light bulb appeared above my head and flickered on. I knew what business I wanted to launch. I had seen the rise of wellness in corporations, and had seen how a lot of offices had introduced ping pong as a way for employees to bond at work. But the sport had remained the same for a large part of its history. There was no aesthetic appeal and no way for players to customize and personalize their experience. I would team up with cutting-edge graphic designers and have their artwork printed on the rubber of the paddles to change the face of the sport. Now, I needed a name for this idea. Playbook tips. Number 1. Intuition is a powerful thing. Number 2, if you sense there's an opportunity, do not ignore your inner entrepreneur calling you. Number 3, do some quick research and then if you see a niche, dig deeper. when you see an opportunity, don't let yourself suffer from analysis paralysis. 4. Get into bootstrapper mode and just do it.